This is episode number 2514 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, September 12, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Celebrities.
Yeah.
You know, celebrities are just like us.
Of course they are.
We know Ben Affleck to have an affection for Jack-in-the-Box tacos.
Yes, that's true.
And he's not the only celeb to visit a fast food outlet late at night.
No. In fact, I think that's when celebs go. They get a wild hair.
The cover of darkness.
They're sitting on the couch. They're watching, you know, Kardashians or whatever. And they go, you know what? I could sure use a bag of tacos.
Well, Tori Spelling was spotted making a late night run for McDonald's.
My goodness.
She opted to not use the drive-thru and was caught going inside and actually waiting for her order.
Because the RV won't fit through the drive-thru lane.
Well, the RV probably won't fit in the drive-thru lane. And she always likes it when anybody still recognizes her.
Well, you know, that's funny. And I would hope that she gets recognized, but who knows?
Well, she even struck up a conversation with a mystery man outside the restaurant. She then made a pit stop at a nearby gas station where she was seen purchasing a pack of Pokemon cards and a bottle of soda.
For the kiddos.
Yeah.
For the kiddos. I don't know. Sure. The kiddos, I think I'm hoping one of them could be old enough to watch the younger kiddos while she's out gallivanting at McDonald's in the middle of the damn night.
They're probably getting pretty old.
I guess they are.
She's they had probably lots could, of them, a passel of them.
Yeah, they probably could go to McDonald's on their own.
Yeah, and she was probably hoping the guy would recognize her, too. And speaking of fast food, apparently it's a thing with the rich and famous because Meghan Markle drove herself and a friend to the In-N-Out Burger near Santa Barbara on Sunday. Of course, who wouldn't want to go to In-N-Out?
Yeah, you know, if you're from California.
Delicious.
I have not met many people in my many years living here that don't like In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're fighting words over the Whataburger thing. The competition with the Whataburger thing.
But they're different.
I get it. I've had both. I'm with you. They're different.
But, you know, where they have Whataburger, they don't have In-N-Out.
No, that's true.
And vice versa. We don't have a Whataburger. So this is our thing out here.
We've never seen them in the same town. Maybe they're the same company. Maybe they're the same people in disguise.
Do you love me some Whataburger?
Maybe it's Michael Jackson and Diana Ross.
Yeah, I was raised by Whataburger, okay? They cruise the drive-thru in her luxury 100 grand Range Rover SUV. Not sure what they ordered. But if they were picking up for Harry, he likes his animal style natch.
Of course. He likes everything animal style.
Ooh,
if you met him.
A couple previously spilled the tea about their favorite In-N-Out treats, and Meg gets a cheeseburger and fries with sides of jalapenos.
Can you get jalapenos? Oh, man, I didn't know you could get jalapenos.
Didn't know.
At
did
In-N-Out.
Know.
You can get peppers at Tommy's.
Yeah.
They're not jalapenos.
Right.
Like little,
those are banana peppers, right?
No, they're banana peppers.
They're hot.
They're super hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're little. They're small.
I wish they were not as hot because I wasn't.
They're so tasty, though.
Well, so you can't. Tasty. Once if, well, I think I'm going to have one little nibble because I want that pepper taste.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, right.
But they're too hot for me. And so then my mouth is burning, so I can't taste my Tommy's.
Tommy's is great. Southern California, really only. And a couple up towards Las Vegas. They have homemade chili that's probably been cooking for 46 years. It's so good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's off the, like, it's like a sourdough mother.
I know.
Just
it's
keep
like
it going
the mother chili. No, and somebody told me the number one thing, ingredient in it is carrots.
Really?
And, you know, it makes sense, you know? But it's so good. So good.
Well, then it's healthy.
Well, I'll keep my eye out for Megan driving through the In-N-Out.
I just feel better that my In-N-Out is healthier than
and
I
thought. And Tori Spelling,
My Tommy's is healthier there than I thought go. It was. The Drew Barrymore Show will return for its fourth season soon, but without writers, you know, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, right.
The Writers Guild is not cool with this.
No.
And no. And they're picketing the show's studio this week.
Yeah, yesterday they picketed and they sent two people in with WGA buttons because they were giving WGA buttons away on the picket lines, and the staff turned them away.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Well, Drew knows about it now, but...
well, and who knows?
Apparently it wasn't a pretty thing.
It may have been someone that was unpleasant.
I don't think it had anything to do with that. I think these people just were wearing the buttons. I don't know why they turn them away. You know, I can see take the buttons off, but whatever.
Drew says, I own this choice. We are in compliance with not discussing or promoting film and television that has struck any...
Yeah, that makes sense.
...then struck of any kind.
Yeah, this is what they're striking against. So this is the thing. She has people working for her. 200 people on every show. Remember this, people, that don't have work. They've been out of work because the studios won't come to their senses about these strikes. So she's doing her part not to be out of solidarity with other SAG members and Writers Guild
members.
But
there are other plugs in life.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they don't have to come on and plug their shows or their work. They can plug their books or podcasts or whatever. Yeah, no, everybody's got a side project. Just ask Tori Spelling. Oh, no. We're talking about her right now.
She would also like the union to remember that she chose to walk away from hosting the MTV Movie and TV Awards back in May after the writers had just gone on strike.
I think the only thing she's violating is she's going on camera, and she's most certainly a SAG member. I don't know what the studios think they're doing, but they're destroying lives. I got to get off my soapbox here. But no, there are literally... tens of thousands of people who are not SAG members, WGA members, and members of other unions who are not working right now.
Yes.
And it's crippling the entire industry. It's crippling the studios. They are Warner Brothers has actually severed all contracts with production companies now. And we're talking about people like Chuck Lorre, for God's sake. So, you know, it's bad. These guys have got to get it together.
But will they?
They will eventually. Florida? They will eventually. Well, no, Florida has nothing to do with it. It's worldwide. It's everywhere.
I know. So,
there you go. All right. And with that, we know that the only thing that Halle Berry's doing these days is New York Fashion Week, which is not in violation whatsoever with these contracts. But she did look mighty fine until she walked down the street with that man on her arm. That van man.
Oh, yes, your nemesis.
Anyway, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. Till then.
And that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.